Now I would like to invite Mr. Martin Chlupáč from Energocentrum Plus company. We will now have two presentations, one by Mr. Chlupáč and one by me, and we'll be talking about the project of implementing predictive control into the building of our university. So please go ahead.
Hello everybody. Wake up, wake up, or something like that. It's late, we are tired. I'll be quick. I will actually switch to more technical issue. I'm a software developer basically, and responsible for software development in our company. And we have heard quite something about funding the research projects, about research goals and some nice theories about cooperation between companies and universities. But the real issue is to get the results in the real life, to implement the advanced algorithms in the buildings. And sometimes it's important to understand what does it mean to actually get the results into the real life. And I'm sorry, maybe it will be a little bit too technical for you, but I think it's good to learn something about the implementation itself, because it can influence the decisions made before the implementation phase comes into a project. So first of all, what I'll be presenting here is a result of cooperation between us and Czech Technical University. Us, I mean Energocentrum Plus, which works as a facility management company for some buildings of Czech Technical University. At the same time, we are developing our own control system, which we also use for our facility management services. So it allows us to implement the latest research results smoothly and easily, which is a big advantage of our company. And because we have such a close cooperation with the university, not only in the research field, but also in this facility management, it allows us to really try the new methods as fast as possible in the real world. So that's quite unique about our project. Dimitrios talked in the morning about the Opti Control project, which is of course much bigger, much richer, much better known names and companies are involved, but they are still waiting for their implementation phase. They are still doing the simulations. Of course, they are probably having much better research results, but we do have some real world results, and that's where we meet together. We can cooperate, we can help each other, and that's what these conferences are about, to share information and to find new contacts and new links. So what we do as a software development company is that we develop under the brand of RCware the whole family of products, from a control level to a supervision level to a data storage applications, basically the whole family of products that you need for monitoring and operating the buildings. This is quite famous graph that you probably seen in the last few days several times. This is the short introduction of the building of Czech Technical University here in Prague, where we carried out the experiments and which we are actually operating as a company. You can see that the main costs are being saved due to very standard innovations. So that's what we do as a facility management company. The last 2 years are actually savings achieved by the implementation of some advanced control systems or algorithms that we implemented. And quite often we meet customers that are interested in the advanced control systems, but haven't got through all these steps that are necessary before, which is basically just the standard innovations, like improving the standard technologies and so on. So that's important to understand that before you actually implement any advanced control, you should really look at the building through or very standard technologies and get to the level where you cannot get any better with standard control systems. Just a short overview, a quick overview of how the experiments were carried out. It took us basically 2 years to find some methodologies and to find solutions that would be that would be suitable for the building itself. So during the first heating season, we basically managed to use the MPC results, let's say, in a semi-manual mode. There were predictions generated by the mathematical algorithms, and we kind of followed the suggestions manually by setting the set points in the control system manually. At the very end of the heating season, we managed to deploy some testing system on the building, so it worked automatically just for 1 week, unfortunately. Then the spring came. During the summer 2009, we were very busy with implementing the modules into the RCWare family of products to support the implementation of MPC for the upcoming heating season, which was the last winter, basically. There were also some research issues there. Lukáš will talk about them later, I think. But more or less 3 or 4 months of heating season, for these 3 or 4 months, we used the totally automatic MPC control with the fallback solution of a standard control system. I will get to that later. So when we talk about the implementation of advanced control algorithms, you can do it either in the control system itself, which is not the case of MPC because it's too difficult and it's still too much in the research field. So what we get are two environments, two worlds, building automation, which is well established, where you have some standard controllers, whoever is producing them, where you get different communication protocols. You are basically speaking about data points. Data point is something really connected directly with something physical in the world, with a sensor or with a valve or something. Unfortunately, these systems provide mostly data that are corrupted in some way. Sometimes they are missing, sometimes the sensor gets crazy, so the data are not processed in a nice way. They are just stored and available, and that's it. On the other hand, you get the advantage of the whole ecosystem of tools. So you have editors for editing the programs for controllers. You have editors for creating nice visualizations. You have web access capabilities. You have all these advantages of a really developed and established environment. On the other hand, there is a scientific tools world. These are all the MATLABs and Scilabs and Octavas and NumPys and all these guys. The problem is that these are scientific tools. They are not for real world applications. And there are implementation issues when you want to use them in the real world. And that's what I would like to talk more about here. In general, the problem is always about data exchange. Scientific tools are usually for linear algebra, in this case for MPC. It means matrices, vectors, nicely processed or pre-processed data. You know, I made it here as equidistant data, but it basically means pre-processed data cleared, filled, the gaps are not there and everything. And what you do as a researcher, you are basically hacking through this environment to get the results that you need. You don't really care about the stability of the system. You don't really care about whether the data are stored in a nice way. You basically need the results of some experiment, so you just hack your way and then you write a paper and that's it. So that's the difference. What we did is we separated these two worlds through the something that we called MPC server. So the control system on a building is basically untouched, more or less. It's there already working. And we just want to communicate with the control system to set some set points in some smart way. And that's it. So we decided to use as the implementation platform or integration solution, we decided to use our standard product, which is called SoftPLC, which is basically a controller on its own. It's a software application. And it provides us with some nice features, like many different communication protocols and nice data processing features. So it can be used in as the integration layer for these two worlds, a scientific tool that we decided to be a Scilab, I will talk about that later, and the control system in a building that is already there. The thing is that because we support so many communication protocols, the controllers on a building don't have to be our own controllers. There can be quite any controllers by Siemens, by SAIA, by Sauter, by Honeywell, by many other companies. Because if they support any of the communication protocols that we do, we can communicate with them easily. So our solution offers the ability to implement it also on buildings that are equipped with some control system not provided by us, which is just providing the data access in some reasonable way. So we are very open when it comes to supporting other systems as well. What the MPC server does, MPC server is just a nice name for a specially configured standard SoftPLC application, is it's managing the data flows, more or less. It gathers the data from weather forecast server. Weather forecasts are important for our MPC algorithm, so we had to gain access to some weather forecast data. I will, again, talk about it later. Then it gathers the data from the control system of a building and prepares all these data into a set of files. I will explain later why. And then it starts the Scilab program or Scilab script to actually do the computation tasks. And this Scilab script returns back, again, another data file that is processed by the MPC server. And then if the validation says that the data set is okay, is fine, these data are sent back to the controllers on a building. So we basically kept the current control system untouched. We are just changing the set points in this standard control system. And as a fallback, there is always a possibility to switch back to the standard settings. So basically there are two sets of set points, one provided by MPC server or computed in a Scilab, and one standard set. Which is proven by time that works. So if the system automatically realizes that something is wrong, it switches back to the standard control system, or the manual or the operators can switch manually back to the standard control system, which is also the advantage when you are implementing something new and you are not that sure whether everything will be fine, that you have a fallback solution. which is already there and proven, so you can be sure that it will work. How the implementation of the data itself actually was done. This is slightly more technical, I'm sorry, but maybe some of you are interested. As I said, our MPC server is basically just a specially configured soft PLC runtime. So it supports quite many protocols, more than 20. And among these protocols are web services and text files. It's to call a text file a protocol is a bit weird, but it's a way of exchanging data. Now I will get more to the weather forecast server, which was one of the results of the first heating season when we were trying out the experiments, that we actually need to implement our own solution for gathering and providing weather forecast data. So what we did that we developed the server that is basically collecting the data publicly and legally available weather forecast data from the internet, transforms them in a way that it's easy to process them, and offers them through the web service API to any client that is interested in the weather forecast data. Because the weather forecasts are not important just for MPC algorithms, but can be easily implemented in standard control system as well. We have some nice examples of these implementations, but it's not for this talk. We are now quite appreciating that we actually decided to develop our own software solution for providing weather forecasts, because it's very useful. We see many examples where these data can be used, and it allows us to integrate more and more weather forecast data sources. While we are now collecting the data from about three different sources from the internet, it would be very easy for us to implement other forecast servers or forecast sources as well, Meteo Swiss or Germans. Or problem is that for Czech Republic, the Czech agencies that are dealing with weather forecasts are not very open for cooperation, and it costs a huge amount of money. So the cooperation didn't work out. But if for whatever reason we found a solution how to cooperate with them, it would be super easy to implement it into our system. We don't have to touch anything else in the whole environment. So that's one decision that we made. Using web services is again quite important decision, which protocol and which way of exchanging data you choose, because it limits somehow the number of clients that are available. Web services is very open technology. You can learn about it on your own. The important thing is that it's platform independent and supported by quite any programming language. So quite anybody can access the data from our servers. It's very simple to implement it. Really just a few lines of code. So that's, again, something that we feel is important, to be open, to open the access to everybody or to anybody who wants to cooperate. So we can be sure that in the future, we don't have to rework the API, we don't have to do any extra work if we agree on cooperation with somebody. We just provide him a full description of the API, which is very simple, and they can implement the client for data gathering on their own. The other important API are these text files that we use for data exchange between soft PLC and the Scilab. I will spend another 2 minutes talking about these two things. First of all, why we decided to use Scilab and not MATLAB or something else. There are quite many issues when you are implementing these advanced algorithms in any of these environments. And of course, MATLAB would be probably better supported by the company because you paid for it. But then we ran into some technical issues that made us sure that we made a good decision, actually. The pricing is one thing, but the technical issues are probably most important in the real world applications. Scilab is open source, and that makes it possible to fix problems when you encounter them. It also gives you some freedom about the way how you implement it, actually, because you don't have to follow the solutions that the software provider told you. Because you have the source code, so you can really do whatever you want with it. So we believe that in the long term, it's better to stick to open solutions or to solutions that are maybe closed, but where you can find some very open and very free cooperation way, which is not exactly MATLAB. That was the reason why we decided to use the text files for data exchange. It seems very primitive, very stupid way, but it's also very flexible. When you change anything on any side, it's human readable, so you can fix it with a notepad or something. You can easily check whether the data are actually generated in the right way. You can, as I said, it is still research. Implementation of MPC on buildings is still research. So things are changing very quickly and very often. So it is much more convenient to change something in a text file than to rewrite, for example, some XML file parser or whatever. So that was the reason, that was actually the point of separation between the well-established world of software technologies, which is the soft PLC and everything behind it, and the mathematical tools, which are very, very free in many ways, but very unstable and unreliable in many other ways. So it's better to stick to the lowest possible solution. Then, as I said before, let me see if I can return. Yes, as I said before, MPC server basically is just processing the data and coordinates the execution of the scripts in Scilab. That's what the MPC server does here. So as we used standard soft PLC, we basically programmed this data processing and execution coordination in a standard functional blocks, because these are the tools that are available there. So it's just an interesting note that all the execution of scripts and data processing is done in a standard controller using standard functional blocks. Now, of course, you are interested in about the results and how it works and whether it works. Yes, it works in some way. It provides what we expected. So it is controlling the building automatically. It provides the feedback to us through the web interface and standard visualization interfaces. It's collecting the data into the standard database that we use for monitoring buildings, because we can take the advantage of the whole ecosystem of RCware products. So this MPC server is simply connected to our monitoring software and treated as just any other controller, which is very convenient for the real operators of a building, because they can understand it. They can work with the tool even if they don't understand the mathematics behind it, because they know how to switch back to the standard solution. They know how to compare the values from the standard solution and from the MPC solution, because they are comparing them in their standard software environment. We didn't bring them anything new for them. It looks just as any other controller in the system. What is the disadvantage of this solution is that it's centralized. So you actually need to have the connection to the internet for the weather forecasts. And you need to have a connection between the central server and all the controllers, which for us is a normal situation, so nothing special. But in certain cases, it can be the issue. Because it is a centralized solution with all the advantages and disadvantages. There were some implementation issues. As I said before, using these mathematic tools or scientific tools is, in most cases, just kind of really hacking. You know, that's the best word how to describe it. You are trying to implement the algorithm in the most straightforward way. You don't really think about the special cases when something is missing somewhere. You don't do these checks whether the data are really valid and everything. If it doesn't work, you just change the data set and run it again. I mean, that's how you do your research. In this real-world implementation, you need to take care about these things, because if it doesn't work, the MPC is evaluated every few minutes. If it doesn't work, it provides you with an invalid data set, and you cannot set these invalid set points values back to the controllers in the real building, because you could screw something up. So you really have to check whether the values are valid, whether the mathematics went right, and whether everything is fine. And that's the implementation issue, because Scilab and other tools are not providing you any guidance, basically, how to write your scientific software, your scientific algorithm, in a good software engineering proven way. It's, you are basically just writing the algorithm in any way, but the problem is that scientists or mathematicians are not very used to the computer science approaches. So they do it somehow, it works for them. And then it's our task as implementators to solve the issues that this way of implementation is producing. Another thing which is very problematic about these scientific tools that they are not exactly built with a real-world usage in mind. So they are not always stable. They don't always respond to weird data sets in some reasonable and stable way. It's the problem of Scilab, of course, as it is open source and maybe underfunded and maybe, I don't know. But it is problem of MATLAB and other commercial tools as well. So these things have to be always kept in mind when you are interacting with such a system, that you really have to protect the rest of the control system from the problems that the scientific environment or tool or Scilab can actually produce. But in the Scilab case, it's open source. So again, if the issue is just a poor implementation, it can be fixed. And we are actually willing to work on that. And yeah, the text files as the API are not the best solution from a software engineering point of view. And they are not fast. The processes and the Scilab and the soft PLC and other processes are locking the files and doing weird things. So simply sometimes it just doesn't work and you don't know why. So again, this was the first installation. This was the first implementation. So we found the most straightforward solution, which was secure and at least in some parts implemented in a reasonable, decent, general way, so it can be reused. And we know about the parts that were just put together to work right now for this particular implementation, but can be redone afterwards without touching the rest of the system. So it's this separation into modules that makes the system reusable mostly. As a small demonstration, this is a standard web interface created in the standard tool that we provide for free, actually, which is showing the important values from the building, which allows to switch from the MPC to the standard control system and so on. So this is the ecosystem that I talked about. You get all these things already. All these things are already there with the control system that is already installed on the building. In this case, our control system, but other control systems are similar, at least mostly. And because the MPC server in this case behaves just exactly as any other controller, it can be accessed as any other controller through standard protocols. So you can change the behavior or your optimization targets through this web interface, which is amazing because you can do that remotely. You don't, and even people that actually don't exactly understand the mathematics can play with the system and optimize the parameters if you explain them what that means. So let's see if I can make it work. So there are, for example, some optimization parameters here that can be changed directly from the web interface and start changing the optimization goals. I mean, that's something that you usually cannot do that easily. And the operators very appreciate it, of course, because then they, if they understand better the system, they feel more comfortable about the implementation in the real building. This is just a simple output from our weather forecast server, simple visualization, as one of the outcomes of the project. You can see that publicly available weather forecasts, which are the blue and red lines, which are basically the expected maximum and minimum temperature for the particular moment. You can see the moment that is right now. Which is basically in the middle, or where the green line ends. These are the last 4 days, and this is the forecast for 3 days upcoming. It's actually from today's night, so it's actual. You can see that the green line is actually measured temperature at the building. So you can see that it follows the weather forecast quite nicely. The differences here are like 1 degree or something, so it's not a big issue. Good enough for MPC algorithm. And as a result of the implementation of MPC, we created a separate software module taking care of just weather forecasts, and it doesn't have to be used just for MPC. It can be used in a standard control system as well, if you can take the advantage of a weather forecast, which you can. And that's one of the outcomes. If you have tools like this, it's much easier to implement new algorithms and new ideas and test them on a real building. And that's it.